Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Aruchin Daf Yud Zayin, Aruchin 17. And today's Daf Yomi brings us to the end of Chapter 3 of Aruchin, Yesh Ba'aruchin. And so today's Daf Yomi, we begin on the bottom of Tes Zayin Mabez, on the bottom of 16b. And the Gemara has been discussing that for each sin, that for certain sins, there's a specific affliction that relates to a specific sin. So the Gemara asks the question on the bottom of 16b and then continues its discussion onto our daf until 17a, Ad Heichon Tachlis Yisurin, which means what is the amount of punishment or afflictions that a person is going to receive upon themselves, and that will be counted as an affliction in return for a sin, but less than that, it shouldn't be considered an affliction. So says Rabbi Elazar, Kol Sha Argu will beged lovosh vemis kabolav. So anybody who they wove for him a garment to wear, but it doesn't fit. It's either too big or too small, and so a person has discomfort and pain from that. They spent all this money, they arranged to get a garment, and now it's too big or too small. He says that's going to be a punishment for a sin that they committed. So Mas Kifla Rava Zeira. So Rava Zeira challenges this idea. And some say it's Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmoni. He says that's a really big sin actually, because that's a really big calamity because Gedola Mizu Amru. They said an even greater chiddush, which is Shafil Niskavnu Limzog Pechamin Umazgu Obitzonin, that even if your intent was to pour in warm water to mix with the wine, and instead they mixed in cold water, or the reverse, that is going to be considered to be an affliction, which is something as trivial as that. At Amris Kuli Hai, and you say it has to be to such a large degree that the garment doesn't fit, which is greater. So what he was saying is that even something more insignificant is going to be considered a punishment. And Marabore de Ravina Amar Afilu Napach Olo Chaluko. Let's say you put your garment on backwards one day. That too is going to be considered to be like a punishment for a sin that you committed. And Ravi Tamer Rav Chista Vitamer Rabbi Yitzchak V'Amri Lava Masnisa Tana Afilu Hoshit Yado L'Kis. Even let's say you stuck your hand into your wallet Litol Shalosh in order to take out 3 coins, V'Alu Biyado Shtayim, and instead you took out 2 coins. And, something trivial like that, which we think happens to us on a daily basis, that's going to be considered like a punishment for your sin. So that's something that you should realize, that's not by chance happening, but it's actually something that you've done wrong, and therefore God is bringing this affliction upon you. And the Gemara says, Davka Shalosh V'Alu Biyado Shtayim. It's specifically if you stuck in your hand to get 3, and you intended to get 3, and you ended up with 2 coins. Avol Shtayim V'Alu Biyado Shalosh. But if you have 2 coins and you end up with 3, that's not going to be a big deal. Because it's not a big deal to put 1 back. It's a big deal to go fishing for another coin. But to just put 1 of the coins that you took back in is not going to be considered a big deal. Why do we care about all this? What's the practical distinction? Why do we care whether or not something is considered to be an affliction? Because we have a principle that, as we learned in the price of Rabbi Shmuel, any time a person goes 40 days without afflictions, then we say kibul olamo, which means he's received in this world all of the portion that he was worthy to get in the world to come. But if he has one of these afflictions, and then we say that these afflictions are an atonement for him, and really because it's a sign that he still has a share in the world to come that he has not had. So if a person goes 40 days without receiving anything, and he thinks he's having a charmed life, our tradition is teaching us the opposite, that these afflictions are actually coming upon us in order to give us space for us to receive a proper reward in the world to come, because otherwise we would have used up all our merits in this world. But in Eretz Yisrael, they gave a different answer, and they said somebody who has gone 40 days without affliction, top of 17a, Puranos Mizdamenos Lo, that they have a different principle, that if a person goes 40 days without affliction, we say that he's going to receive punishments, because he went such a long time, so it's like the debts are adding up, and so therefore this is a way of minimizing our debts, because they're they're not adding up because we're having these little afflictions as a result, instead of one big affliction. And the Gemara then recites the Braisa, which proves that everybody, even the greatest tzaddikim in the world, are worthy of really being brought to judgment, because we learned, Rebbe Elazar HaGadol says, that even if God came, if God had only come to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and brought them to court, even they could not withstand God's rebuke. Even these great tzaddikim, who are the greatest tzaddikim, even they are not able to withstand God's rebuke. Shenamar, as it states in the time of Samuel the prophet, that the Jewish people wanted to appoint a king that at those times, and Shmuel rebuked them for their deeds, and he said to them, "Va'atayis yatsvil va'ishaftay." Now I'm going to stand and judge you before God, and we'll see all the righteous things that God did with you and with your forefathers. And who are the forefathers? As Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And so we see that Hashem did tzedakah with them, that Hashem helped them out so that they weren't punished. And so this is a proof that even their greatest forefathers were worthy of receiving a punishment. And what's the point of all this? The point of all this is that we often have like minor inconveniences that happen to us in life, and these are sometimes very frustrating and they anger us, and the Gemara is teaching us, no, we should look at those minor inconveniences as a blessing that Hashem is helping us so that we're being saved from the bigger punishments that can happen in life. And so the minor inconveniences should not be viewed as something that's irritant, but is really as a blessing that Hashem is giving us, as removing our debt so that we don't have that much debt when we get to heaven.